Welcome to Tidodigawa Bookmakers at tidodigawabookmakers.podbean.com. We are going to have something different this week. Instead of drama, a reading by me. Last week, I told you about a book I wrote while I was writing a book. This book, the first book, Abacus Longing, is finished and is going to be available in as an e-book, or you can ask me to print it out and bind it. But I would like to talk about another book first. I'm going to talk about The Tokyo Tunnel Girl. The Tokyo Tunnel Girl is about a woman who is accused of killing someone. She did indeed kill him, but he was a mugger, and she was defending herself. But in Japan, if you are accused of murder, the first thing that happens is your company fires you because they don't want to be associated with a murderer. Even if you are acquitted, found not guilty, you no longer have a job. And if you go to get another job, people will kind of know that you were arrested for murder at one point. They might forget that you were not found guilty. Anyway, she was found guilty, and she was given 3 years suspended sentence because of the circumstances, defending herself against a mugger. And she's working for a company. In the company is her boyfriend. Her boyfriend is the son of the owner of the company. So rather than mope around and do nothing, she goes underground. She goes to the tunnels of Tokyo, and she discovers a bunch of people. Now her boyfriend is given a choice. First, they have to hide their relationship because he's not supposed to be dating employees. And then when she's arrested for murder, his father tells him to drop her and never talk to her again for the sake of the company's reputation. He doesn't want to do this, so he gets some help from a mysterious man called the Russian, and the two of them go into tunnels to look for his girlfriend. In the Tokyo Tunnel Girl, the Russian and the boyfriend are being shot at by arrows. The Russian takes off in one direction, the boyfriend takes off in another direction, and then we never see the Russian again. At the end of the book, the mother of the son asks him, whatever happened to the Russian? Now, book number two, called The Nuns of Nanao. The Nuns of Nanao is about what happened to the Russian. And what happened to the Russian is, he's not the Russian. He is part of a series of transformations. People die, they go into another body, they continue living, they die, they go into another body. The Russian started out in Stalingrad with his friends, fighting for the Soviet Union against the Germans. And of course, they die. The Russian ends up in Brooklyn as a watchmaker, and he finds friendship with a young man, and when the Russian dies, he goes into this young man's body, and this young man ends up in Japan. And he is a underworld kind of guy. He knows how to get things done. So when the boyfriend of the murderess asks him for help, he says yes. And in The Nuns of Nanao, we discover why he is in Japan. Now, while writing The Nuns of Nanao, I got not writer's block, but I got frustrated with how the story was going. I attempted two or three different things, and it didn't work out. So I thought I'd do something called free writing or getting started on something else, just write whatever I thought. I started doing that, and that turned into Abacus Longing, this other book that I have written. Abacus Longing is three stories in one. The app developer who thinks she's being stalked, and the two high school students who are being harassed and bullied by their friends, and one of the high school students is writing a manga about space aliens, and they all get together eventually at a concert. So I have three books written in the last couple of months. Two of them are on my computer and have been set up in InDesign and are ready to be made into ebooks so that people can read them, probably on Smashwords and iBooks store, I'm not sure. So what I thought I'd do rather than give you drama today is I would read the first chapter, which isn't very long, of The Tokyo Tunnel Girl. Next week, perhaps, I will read the first chapter of The Nuns of Nanao, the first chapter of Tokyo Tunnel Girl. It looks like a good escape, opening a metal door, slipping down the dark hallway with the low ceiling, stepping over the dead rat surrounded by shiny, oily water, all the time hearing the rumble, scream, howl of the Yamanote trains as they speed, overloaded, frightened, away from Harajuku, hearing her own breaths as they labored up from her lungs, still hearing his voice, escaping from death. His eyes still watch her like they watched her when he thought she was asleep, scanning her naked, cold body like an advanced scouting troop looking to conquer forbidden, unknown, but wealthy enemies. His breath, calculated and quiet, like a crazed panther sizing up its evening meal of human flesh. She stumbles over a thick wire cable that stretches the length of the hallway as it evaporates from view a kilometer, 2 kilometers. "You okay?" a man's voice asks from the slimy darkness. She runs straight ahead, leaps over cable, stomps through dripping puddles of water, oil, grease, and human liquids. She runs from him and from that voice. She runs from the clothes she left on her bed, runs from death itself. She runs from the vigilante stalking her every move, except this one, this tunnel run. She stops running when she sees a pale light weakly shining down from above. Like a timid nocturnal rodent, she fears the light. She hesitates. She stops, looks behind her first to assure herself no man was stalking her, following her even here. Through the paleness of the light, she sees another doorway, stairway, path to the right just before the lightfall that seems to hesitate flowing into the hallway. She peers into the darkness, a stairway, down, away from this narrow, wet, low-ceilinged hallway with the thick cables running up and down the entire length. She steps forward inch by inch. Her foot gingerly seeks the next step, the next water, the next animal. But all it finds is a downward sloping path of concrete slimed with decades of slow, trickling water, oil, grease, and liquids unexplained and best unexamined. She turns her back on the pale light and the cable-strewn hallway. She moves down the path. Surprising herself, she isn't fearful. She isn't afraid. What lays before her is not as dark as what lays behind her. She felt confident. And that's the prelude to Tokyo Tunnel Girl. Next week, I hope to see more of The Nuns of Nanao. Thanks for dropping by. Hope to see you again soon.